Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 6, Chapter 5, Narada Muni Cursed by Prajapati Daksha, text number 9. Katam swa pitu adesham avidvangsho vipaschita anurupam avigyaya aha aho sargam karishita katam svapitur adesham avidvangso vipaschita anurupam avigyaya aho swargam karishita katam svapitur adesham avidvangso vipaschita anurupam avigyaya aho swargam karishita. Vaishnavis, a little louder. Okay. Katam, how? Swa, pitu, of your own father. Adesham, the order. Avidvangsha, ignorant. Vipaschita, one who knows everything. Anurupam, suitable for you. Avigaya, without knowing. Aho, alas. Sargam, the creation. Karishita, you will perform. Translation, no purport. Alas, your father is omniscient, but you do not know his actual order. Without knowing the actual purpose of your father, how will you create progeny? Text 10. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, hearing these enigmatic words of Narada Muni, the Haryashvas consider them with their natural intelligence, without help from others. Text 11. Bhushetram jivasam gyam yad anadi nija bandhanam adrishva tasya nirvanam kimasat karma virabhavet. Translation and purport. The Haryashvas understood the meaning of Narada's words as follows. The word bhu the earth, refers to the field of activities, the material body, which is a result of the living being's actions, is his field of activities. And it gives him false designations. Since time immemorial, he has received various types of material bodies, which are the roots of bondage to the material world. If one foolishly engages in temporary fruitive activities and does not look toward the cessation of this bondage, what will be the benefit of his actions? Purport. Narada Muni spoke to the Haryashvas, the sons of Prajapati Daksha, about 10 allegorical subjects, the king, the kingdom, the river, the house, the physical elements, and so forth. After considering these by themselves, the Haryashvas could understand that the living entity engaged in his body seeks happiness, but takes no interest in how to become free from his entanglement. This is a very important verse, since all living entities in the material world are very active, having obtained their particular types of bodies. A man works all day and night for sense gratification, and animals like hogs and dogs also work for sense gratification all day and night. Birds, beasts, and all other conditioned living entities engage in various activities without knowledge of the soul encaged within the body. Especially in the human form of body, one's duty is to act in such a way that he can release himself from his entanglement. But without the instructions of Narada or his representative in the disciple succession, people blindly engage in bodily activities to enjoy Maya Sukha, flickering temporary happiness. They do not know how to become free from their material encagement. Rishabhde therefore said that such activity is not at all good, since it encages the soul again and again in a body subjected to the threefold miseries of the material condition. The Haryashvas, the sons of Prajapati Daksha, could immediately understand the purport of Narada's instructions. Our Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for such enlightenment. We are trying to enlighten humanity so that people may come to the understanding that they should work hard in tapasya for self-realization and freedom from the continuous bondage of birth, death, old age, and disease in one body after another. Maya, however, is very strong. She is expert in putting impediments in the way of this understanding. Therefore, sometimes one comes to the Krishna consciousness movement, but again falls into the clutches of Maya, not understanding the importance of this movement. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Paracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyadyade Siddharane. Same principles are there throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore Prabhupada's purport, he's quoting from Maharaj Rishabhdev, who's also explaining the same thing. Nunam pramatak kurute vikarma yat indriya pritya prinoti nisadu manye yat atmano yam asannapi kleshida ashadeha paravastavadabodha jato yavana jignasita atmatatva yavan kriyastavadidammano vai karmatnas yena sharira bandaha. Nunam, indeed, exclamation. Nunam pramatak, one is certainly mad. Nunam pramatak kurute, to do. If one is doing what? Indriya pritya, trying to satisfy the senses. Anyone who's busily engaged in trying to satisfy their senses, they're certainly pramatak, they're crazy. And as a result of such activity, vikarma, it is unwanted sinful activity. The more one tries to gratify the senses, the less they're gratified. And the more one becomes entangled in the actions and reactions of the material modes and material, of nature. Itindriya prita prinoti na sadhu manye. If one wants to be a sadhu, if one wants to come to the spiritual platform of experience, then the sadhu manye yata atmano yam. He can't engage in such activities. Asannapi kleshita, which are full of misery and are temporary. Even Queen Kuti says, Janmaishvarya Shruta Shibira Edamanak Madakpuman Naivahatya Vadatum Vai Twama Kinchana Gochara. Anyone who's interested in advancing materially, and material advancement means besides nice food, a nice place to sleep, etc. But people are thinking on this, on the material platform, nice birth. Nice birth means automatically you get all the material opulence, seemingly. Aishvarya, if you get wealth and a nice birth, then you can buy whatever you want. And Shruta, if you have actual knowledge, which is very rare nowadays, then you know how to spend your money and keep your prestige. And Aishvashuta Shribhir. And then even if you're not very attractive physically, you become attractive to everyone because you have money, you have birth, you have material learning. But if you have, on top of that, physical beauty, then you're more or less considered to be very advanced. But actually, the more one advances, the more one wants to advance in the sphere, then the more it becomes impossible to chant the holy name with feeling. People want to advance in these spheres, in these realms, because ultimately they're trying to compete with Krishna. Vayam dvitiyana veshatasya ishadavatasya viparyos mriti. These advancements ultimately are just defying Krishna, as if Krishna wasn't the owner of everything, and therefore we're going to become an owner of something. But if Krishna is the owner of everything, even we own the whole universe, like Bali Maharaj. Actually, Bali Maharaj was considered to be mad because he was thinking he was the owner of the universe and that he was giving the universe to Vamanadeva. But actually, this was a misconception, as Prahlad told Bali. Actually, it was never your universe. Oh, actually, it was Bali's wife. Said, actually, this person's puffed up. He thought he gave you the universe, but actually, it was never his to give in the first place. So if one is trying to advance material opulence some way, it is simply a symptom of madness to think, now I become more beautiful, but what's becoming beautiful is not the soul. It's simply a decoration for a dead body. Material opulence, such as learning, real learning is understand that we're 1/10,000th the tip of hair in size, and that everything should be engaged in Krishna's service. Tad buddhiyas, tad atmanas, tad nishtas, tad parayanaha, kachantnyapuna avritim, jnana nirduta kamashaha. When one's faith, when one's mind, one's intelligence, when one's refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path to self-realization. It is not possible to understand how great Krishna is. And even if we were something less insignificant than we, or more, less insignificant, in other words, more significant than we already are, we could never be able to compete with Krishna's greatness. Krishna is great in every respect. And compared to Krishna, everyone is insignificant in every respect. Therefore, our business is not trying to become great. It's trying to become a servant of the great, of Krishna, who is great. And anything besides that is considered to be pramadak, madness. And paravastava dibodha jato, it is considered that one is defeated by the illusory energy. Jivana jignasita atmatattvam. As long as one is not using one's energy to inquire about the absolute truth. And as long as one is engaged, if one is not engaged properly, then the mind becomes covered by material desires. And as long as the mind is covered, consciousness will be unclear. And as long as consciousness is unclear, one will have to take one body after another. There may be so many different ways of trying to achieve different types of perfection in this material world. But ultimately, Prahlad Maharaj said that what's the name? Evam visham karma prasam prayukte avidyatma upadiyamane pritirna yavan mai vasudeve nimuchante yoga nimuchante deha yoga, forget the last word, tavat. That's it. So as long as one is not trying to develop love for Vasudev, Pritirna Yavan, Mai Vasudeve, Namuchante Yoga Dehena Yadva, then one will have to simply take one body after another, because one is covered with the upadis, these false conceptions of identifying oneself as being some kind of material body, a rich person, a poor person, a hungry person, a fat person, an intelligent person, a foolish person. These are all different designations of the body. But actually the soul is different from the body. The soul only is designation is Krishna Das. I am servant of Krishna. And when the soul is thinking like that, I'm doing this activity to please Krishna, then his activity has some meaning. And when he's thinking I'm doing this activity for some material desire, to satisfy some material whim, then the result is one will simply get one body after another. This is called Maya Sukha. Prahlad Maharaj said, Naiva dvije paradharatya vaitaranyas tvavirya gayana mahamrita magni chita. Prahlad was engaged in trying to satisfy Krishna. And therefore, he said, whenever I think about Krishna, I become overwhelmed with transcendental love and happiness. But my only lamentation is to see these fools who are working for transient material sense gratification without any thought of love of God, and therefore they're vimuthas. The same thing that was Prithu Prabhu said yesterday. Super asses. Deluxe asses. Super deluxe asses. Spending the human form of life, which is an incredible opportunity to realize the absolute, and therefore solve all the problems, all the miseries of life, instead of that, simply creating more problems and more miseries for oneself and others. But in this age, unfortunately, prayena kalyusha Shabdya kalavas minyugejana manda sumanda matayo manda bhaga upadrutaha. Unfortunately, in this age, people have very short lives. And in the very short period of time that they have, manda, they're very slow for spiritual realization. If there is some opportunity for sense gratification, they go at the speed of mind towards it. And if there's some opportunity to disentangle oneself from sense gratification, people are very slow to take such a process. Sumanda. And even if some, by some good fortune, they get an opportunity, they become interested in spiritual realization, generally they don't know what spiritual realization is to begin with. Sumanda, manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagya. And even if they find out what the real path of self-realization is, Even they get the right opportunity, the right knowledge, the right philosophy, the right service, still they don't know how to do it properly. And upadrutaha. And in the midst of all that, their minds are always disturbed by so many desires. Therefore, Arjuna said, yo yam yogas tvaya prota samyena manusudana etasyaham napashami chanchaladvasi teamstiram. The system of yoga which you have summarized is very difficult because the mind is turbulent, strong, and very difficult to control, O Krishna. Chanchalam himana Krishna pramati balavadrita. To subdue it is more difficult. Vayor eva saduskaram. It's even more difficult than trying to catch the wind. So Krishna agreed, asam shayam mahavaho manodur nirgraham chalam abhyasena tu kuntiya vairagena chakriyate. It's possible if you get the right process and you follow it. But in the meantime, you have to become detached. You can't maintain the conviction that a little bit of Krishna consciousness is nice. Maybe some of my sins will be taken away, and then I can actually enjoy my senses better. No, Krishna says, Arjuna said, ayati shariyopeto yogas shalati manasa aprapya yoga samsidim kamgetim Krishna gachati. What about the person who in the beginning takes to the process with faith, but later on desists due to worldly mindedness and does not obtain perfection, self-realization? And Prabhupada writes in the purport, this tendency, yogas chalati manasa, that one takes to the process of self-realization, but becomes distracted by especially women and wealth, as Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam. Since time immemorial, even stalwart persons on the path to self-realization become distracted by these things. Being in this foreign atmosphere, we become accustomed to such activities, and therefore it takes some time to become detached from these things. So unless we hear about why we should be detached from them, then we won't become detached. Unless we make an effort, unless we're convinced we should become detached for them, we'll think, why should I become detached? These things are nice. These things are our life. Prabhupada was talking to one gentleman in Australia, the head of the social welfare work there. And Prabhupada said, we follow four of the principles. No illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, no meeting. So he objected. He said, why illicit sex? Me and my wife, we have a good time. Why should we not? So, this is the head of the social work. What can you expect of the poor people he's trying to protect? He can't control himself. What to speak of anyone else? He must have been like 70 years old when he was speaking to Prabhupada too. Or because even the leaders, Andaya Tandera Bhikimanaste Pisha Tantra Uru Dami Bhara, they're blind. They don't know what to speak of the followers. The whole society presently is just advertising. Maybe a few problems here and there, like nuclear reactors exploding once in a while. Sending over a few airplanes and destroying a few countries here and there. A few problems once in a while. But don't worry. Next week we'll have iPad 3. As Prabhupada was saying, people in India, they're complaining to the minister, there's no food, we're starving, please help us. The minister says, don't worry. Next week we have another television station coming. So people are so distracted because there's so much advertisement for sense gratification. So unless we ourselves become convinced that these are not good activities, they're a defeat for the real aim of life, then we won't become detached. And even if intellectually we understand these things, and then we make some more concerted tivrena bhakti yogena yachet purusha para. We make some concerted effort to chant Hare Krishna with attention and with some feeling, then the result will be more magnified. But if we think, I'll just try to chant Hare Krishna during japa, and then for the rest of the day I'm speculating how to enjoy in this material world, it's just like lighting, trying to light a fire and then pouring water on the fire. It doesn't work. So someone has to come along and grab our hand and yank it away so we don't pour water anymore on the fire. We may protest. I love pouring water on fire. My mother said it was a good thing to do. Like our favorite, well, not our favorite, but just like Mugrari. He was taught half-killing animals is divine. And when you see them suffering in pain and flapping around, it's great pleasure. So that's how he was trained. Only by the mercy of Narada Muni. And Narada Muni told him what's going to happen. Not only he told him, but he revealed to him the consequences of his activities, did he become a little bit reluctant to perform such sinful activities. Therefore, hearing about the miseries of material existence is not simply a, more or less, being put forward by some frustrated old people who wrote the Bhagavatam. It's essential for our spiritual advancement so we can give up the negative and realize the positive. Only the materialists think that the Krishna consciousness movement, what they're advertising is all negative, and what they're doing is positive. And we're saying, we're doing the positive, and what they're advertising is the negative. So it remains with us to choose which we believe and which we're convinced to follow. But at least the Haryashvas, they became determined to follow Narada Muni, and Narada Muni is on our side. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Comments? Yes. We are the soul. Yeah. You lost me there. I'm not quite sure what the question is. Anything else? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for a very elucidating class. The last sentence in the purport seems a little significant, and where Prabhupada says, therefore, sometimes one comes to the Krishna consciousness movement, but again falls into the clutches of Maya, not understanding the importance of this movement. So how do we guard against that? Prabhupada says that Maya is expert in putting impediments in the way. So what's our best course?
Best thing is follow the process. For instance, in the process, there's Abhayam Sattva Samanshudhira Jnana Yoga Vyavastiti Dhanam Dhammasya Jagnascha Swadhyaya Taparajavam. So there's a system. According to our level of development, we follow it. In the beginning, we study. We study at the beginning, we study at the end, but we emphasize more the study, self-realization. The difference between matter and spirit, the process of detachment, the process of realizing the Supreme. We study how to become to the mode of goodness and truly become happy. Then, to put it into practice in a more, if we can't learn that, how to come to the mode of goodness, we're still attached to the modes of ignorance and passion, then Dhamma, Dhamma, Shajagnascha, then we can perform sacrifice and charity and austerity, and therefore come to the platform where we can actually focus on tapasya. We can actually focus on tapasya, austerity, and eventually develop the qualities by which we can realize Krishna, like fearlessness, being pure in one's existence, and having real knowledge while we're performing our service to Krishna. So we follow the process, and gradually Krishna will give us the realizations by which we become Krishna conscious. But chatura vidha bhajante mam jana sikhitina arjuna artha jignasi artharati jnani cha paratarshiva. Generally, most people come out of distress. They don't realize that what they thought was happiness is the cause of their distress. But after following the principles for some time, mainly the four regular principles, then the result is that gradually their distress goes away because their inspiration for sense gratification diminishes. But then after becoming purified a little bit, usually they think, now I feel purer, now I can actually enjoy my senses. Because they didn't cultivate enough knowledge that the cause of their misery in the first place was sense gratification. And those who have cultivated a little knowledge, who are not in the realm of, well, I guess Prabhupada said, those who are sinful, those who are atheistic, those who are deceitful, and those who are foolish, it's very difficult for them to follow the whole path through. But then one comes to the platform, yes, I follow the principles, and I'm still following them to a certain extent, but now I can actually enjoy the material world, because now I know how to get money and enjoy nice food, nice sleeping, nice family life. Now I can actually enjoy in the material world, but in a controlled way, in a civilized way. So then one may be satisfied on that platform of material enjoyment. And then others may think, well, let me develop not only my physical senses and enjoy my physical senses, let me get a little prestige by being benefactor to others. So one may learn how to benefit others in the material world so they can achieve a higher standard of material happiness. And others may think, well, all this material existence is very distressful, no matter what platform I'm on, let me get free from it. So all four are more or less to different degrees on the material platform, but the person who's given up sense gratification and tried to get free, then he has the best opportunity to realize that besides becoming free from the material nature, one should also try to achieve the spiritual nature. So generally people take to the Krishna consciousness movement for some material motivation, knowingly or unknowingly, and when their motivations are satisfied, then they go to try to gratify their senses in that particular way. When by the process, following the process, they get the economic development so that they can gratify their senses in the way that they desire, then generally they give up the path of liberation because they haven't sufficiently cultivated the path of Dharma. Yes.
So should those desires all be given up? Or should some of them be, can some of them be dovetailed? Or
We eat prasadam. We dream of Krishna. Balam balavatam jaham kamaraga vivajitam. There can be children for Krishna. And we try to get free from anxiety by relying upon Krishna's protection. So we are dovetailing. We are utilizing things in Krishna's service. But as Krishna desires that we use them, not according to our own mental concoction. So that has to be Guru Sadhana Shastra have to direct our dovetailing, not that we capture anything and we call it dovetailing. Yes.
I have a question here from the internet. How can one reply back to a materialist when he says eating, drinking, and doing whatever is life?
That's his life. But it's not the life of the person who's trying to get out of the bodily concept of life. Because there's another life beyond the material existence. There's a spiritual life. But unless we understand that, then that the only life we have left is that of eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So this Krishna consciousness movement, the chanting of Hare Krishna, the hearing and chanting about Krishna, the philosophy, the activities, are meant to give us the experience of another existence beyond just eating and sleeping, mating and defending. But unless one takes to the process, then one will not experience it. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. Jai Amala.